I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about a number of different things. We're going to start by wishing everybody a happy belated Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving holiday this year, it's kind of strange how Thanksgiving is playing out in America right now. There are some people who are expressing concern for it. A lot of it, of course, has to do with the manipulations of these Marxists in our system and all of their anti-colonialist ideology or their rhetoric, really, because it's not really an ideology of theirs. They believe in colonization as long as you are colonizing in the name of Marxism or socialism or communism. They have no problem with that. Or if the Muslims are colonizing in the name of Islam, they have no problem with that. But if Christians are colonizing in the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the righteousness of God, then they have a problem. Interestingly, the Christian countries that have been established by Christian colonization are the countries most people want to live in today. But that is part of the problem, because now you have this movement on the left where they're trying to associate Thanksgiving with bigotry and with alleged crimes committed against indigenous people. Colin Kaepernick had his un-Thanksgiving Day celebration where he got together with American Indians at Alcatraz, of all places, and showed solidarity with them, and that supposedly they're all in the same fight together, really, against America. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. What a different view we're seeing out there today from the view had prior to the post-World War II generation, which is really where the Marxists and the socialists gained a lot of momentum, because they had infiltrated our education system and then the media and so on, and they just started really brainwashing everybody. And I'm thinking, of course, about the view, very famous view of Charles Dickens, the famous writer who wrote A Christmas Carol and many other works. But Dickens said, and I'm quoting this from a website called 364daysofthanksgiving.com. It says, quote, he said, "We are somewhat backward here in America. Instead of having just one Thanksgiving Day each year, we should have 364. And then just have one day left, right? He says, quote, use that one day just for complaining and griping, he said. Use the other 364 days to thank God each day for the many blessings he has showered upon you. Praise the Lord. But notice what a very different view existed back then in the 19th century. And here Dickens was from Great Britain. But he came to America. He toured America at one point and really believed that the American people should be very, very thankful. I mean, the people of Europe, the people all over the world believe that our country is the greatest country on earth. Generally speaking, people look to America to provide the example of freedom. People are very concerned about the rise of Marxism and socialism and this kind of thing and all of these manipulations, because they've seen them wreck and ruin other countries of the earth. And so to see it happening here, this was always seen. America has always been seen as the haven for freedom and Christianity. I remember talking to people from the UK, and they said, well, you know, all the way through the 70s, 80s, 90s, they generally would come to America, they were really stunned at the open public professions of faith and Christianity that they found in this country and on TV and this kind of thing. Whereas in their countries, it was much more subdued. And they were just amazed at how religious, they would say religious, but really what they meant, how much Christianity we had in this country, where it was not unusual to turn on TV and to see a preacher on TV or to hear ministers on the radio and this kind of thing. Not unusual. It's still very, very common, but things are changing, and they have been changing for a while. It's been a lot harder for the globalists to manipulate our country. I think my view of this is a lot of it has to do with the size of our country. Smaller countries like Rhodesia, South Africa, Lebanon, etc., have been more easy to subdue and subvert because they have much smaller Christian populations. And some of these countries have been really overrun and in some cases overthrown very quickly when they have the smaller populations. It seems to be the smaller population, and because communism came in and started manipulating in the middle of the 20th century, right around there, the people there didn't quite realize what was happening. And they didn't know what to do about it because it was a different kind of war. It comes in with a culture war and an information war and a war of lies and propaganda and manipulation. And of course, the instruments of this kind of warfare we've seen have been used over and over again in history. They've been used again and again, and they can be used very effectively. There's a reason why the Bible says that listed among the things that God hates is a false witness speaking lies. And the book of Revelation, we read about how whosoever loves and makes a lie has their part in the lake that burns with fire, that liars will not inherit the kingdom of God. And just the whole concept of false witnesses rising up. And really, they're often testifying against God because they're telling all sorts of lies about God, lies about the Bible, lies about Christianity to undermine the Christian world, or at least what was once the Christian world. And yet, even in the midst of all this, brethren, we have so much to be thankful for. And consider in the New Testament, in Luke 17, where you have the 10 lepers. And it says in Luke 17, verse 11, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Notice, there were 10 lepers that were cleansed. Only one of them turned back to give glory to God. Really, to give thanks to God. To give thanks to God. Fell down on his face, giving thanks. It's important that we give thanks to God, that we say, praise the Lord, that we thank the Lord for his many blessings and for the many things that he has done for us as a country. I mean, I look at what's going on here. This is probably the worst aspect of this whole Marxist movement, is that it is really at its core, at its root, it is based on ingratitude toward Almighty God, who has done so many great and wonderful things for our country. And we've got to search our own hearts as believers in Christ, and we've got to wonder is this a judgment from God toward us? And to a certain extent, I believe it is. I believe that there is an aspect of judgment here because of the sins of our country, the sins of our nation. There's that aspect of it. But we as believers, are we reminding ourselves to be thankful to God? Are we reminding ourselves to give thanks and praise and glory to God for the many things that He has done for us? I'm reminded of in the Old Testament, in the days of the prophet Samuel, how the children of Israel were discontented and they came to Samuel and they said, "We want you to make us a king." And Samuel said that it was a wicked thing they had asked for because the Lord your God, He was your king. And then he admonishes them at one point to consider how great things God has done for you. Consider the great things that God has done for you. There's a great quote, Puritan quote, "Shall light afflictions make you forsake weighty mercies?" Paul in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 17, says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is important that we remind ourselves of these things. It is much easier, we would all agree, it's much easier to talk about than to do, especially when you're enduring a time of trial. It's very, very difficult to remember to give thanks and praise to God. Very difficult. Let's look at what the Psalm says. God says in Psalm chapter 50 and verse 14, the scripture says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." And then verse 16, "But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldst take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee." Okay? That's the contrast. The righteous call upon God and God delivers them, and the righteous should glorify God, give glory to God, like this Samaritan who comes back and gives glory to God after he's healed. But to the wicked, that's the other way. God says, what hast thou to do? What have you to do to declare my statutes? Or that you should take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and casteth my words behind thee. In other words, people who are professing faith toward God, but they're actually casting his words behind their back. They want nothing to do with them. They profess outwardly to have some faith in God and maybe some faith to be a Christian. But when it comes down to it, they want nothing to do with the word of God itself. It's like Jesus said to the Pharisees, "They do worship me in vain, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Full well, you reject the commandment of God," he said, "that you may keep your own tradition." That is a problem we continue to have in churches and in our country as a whole. We have that problem. There's many professions about God. And we have lots of people who want to talk about Jesus. But do they want to embrace the words, the real words, that we find in the Holy Scripture, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God? That's the question. All right, brethren, let's go to our commercial break. We will talk more when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part 3 in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today. the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I've been a customer of Mountain House through one of their distributors. But now, Worldview Weekend, as of October 25th, 2016, has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. Now look, the key word here is balance. We don't put our hope in horses and chariots. We don't put our security in food and gold and silver. But it is important to be diversified and to be prepared. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. I think people ought to have a little bit put aside, as I've done since April of 2013, in case of an emergency. You get free shipping and handling, and you're supporting the general operating budget of Worldview Weekend. Just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're talking, well, we've been talking a bit about Thanksgiving. You know, there have been a number of noteworthy complaints about what's happening with Thanksgiving, how the Thanksgiving holiday is kind of being overrun. It's being sort of brushed aside. Because what happens is right after they do Halloween, which is not at all a holiday that we like the idea of. I personally think our country would be much better off if we get rid of Halloween and we would begin to celebrate Reformation Day in this country. I think we'd be much better off because we'd be encouraging our children to learn about things that matter. There's absolutely no value whatsoever in children learning about ghouls and witches and goblins and this kind of thing and dressing up like them and running around. There's no usefulness to it whatsoever. However, there would be great benefit, I think, and great blessing for our children, our country as a whole, if from an early age they were actually getting a real education. They were learning about real history and the real history of how the free world and America came about on the building blocks of the Great Reformation and the importance of the Reformation. And then you have kids, instead of dressing up like goblins, they could dress up like William Tyndale and Martin Luther. They could dress up like John Wycliffe and Jan Hus. Maybe some of them, if they wanted to be villains, they could dress up like the popes and the cardinals and the inquisitors. You know, you could have a whole variety there and celebrate Reformation Day. That would be something useful and beneficial and educational. All right, Psalm 95 says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Praise the Lord. That is a great scripture. I also like Psalm 31 and verse 19. 31:19 that says, "O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." It goes on, verse 20, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Love verse 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Praise God. Well, I started to talk about what has been happening in our country, what they've done now, where they are, people are complaining because they are practically skipping over Thanksgiving. They're skipping over the Thanksgiving holiday. What happens is they get through Halloween, and then almost immediately they begin putting out Christmas trees and decorations and all this other kind of stuff. They want to cash in on Christmas right away. And it seems to be because, well, historically, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s and that kind of thing in the 90s, the month of December, that was always the big month for retailers because of the Christmas holiday. But typically what happened, the way I remember it growing up, what used to happen is you had the month, you had Halloween would happen, right? And then right after Halloween, then Thanksgiving comes in. And so from November 1st all the way through to Thanksgiving Thursday, you see Thanksgiving decorations and pilgrims and turkeys and this kind of thing, and everything having to do with Thanksgiving that goes on for about 3 weeks or so. And so there's the acknowledgement of the Thanksgiving holiday. Then the reason Black Friday was significant was it's the first day after Thanksgiving. And what happens is it's the first shopping day, supposedly, or it used to be, for people to go shopping for Christmas. And then they would start their Christmas shopping with all these sales and all this other kind of stuff. That was the tradition. Well, now they've really kind of skipped over. What they're doing is they're skipping over the Thanksgiving holiday, the retailers, and they're going from I remember right after they got out of Halloween, I went to a store. I walked in. Suddenly, there's all these Christmas trees, and they've got Christmas decorations and all this other kind of stuff out. And I'm thinking, wow, it's like no. And they've been doing this for a couple of years now. I don't remember where it started, but there are some quotes out there on Breitbart. You've got Steve Bannon talking about it, and I agree on this point. The reason it's so important is Thanksgiving was specifically instituted as a holiday to give thanks to God for his goodness to America. And the tradition goes back to the time of the pilgrims. No, it's not wrong to make reference to the pilgrims. I've heard some really strange distortions about what the first Thanksgiving was about and all this other kind of stuff. They're trying to rewrite the history. But you have... according to the website pilgrimhall.org, it says there are two primary sources for the events of autumn 1621 in Plymouth. Edward Winslow, writing in Mort's Relation, and William Bradford, writing in of Plymouth Plantation. And if you read those two accounts, those two have to do, they're seen as the primary sources for what is typically called the first Thanksgiving at the Plymouth Plantation. And basically, if you read the accounts, it is about how the pilgrims had an abundance through the harvest and through hunting of fowl, birds, turkey, and so on. And then the Indians did join them. That is part of the history. And they came in with deer at one point. They killed 5 deer, Winslow says. And their great king, he says, Massasoit, the Indian chief, who was actually very favorable and friendly toward the pilgrims. It's important to remember that for the first 40 to 50 years that the Puritans and the pilgrims were in the colonies, they got along with the Indians, with the leaders and with the Indians in general. They had friendly relations with them. Then when you get into King Philip's War, which comes later, that's where the Indians tried to wipe out all of the English settlers, and everything changed from that point onward. But anyway, so these are the two accounts from the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth. Then you jump forward to George Washington. You can go to the Mount Vernon website at mountvernon.org, and it talks about Thanksgiving, and it says, quote, "Since the settlement of the colonies, Americans were familiar with setting aside days of thanksgiving, prayer, and fasting in response to significant events. In 1789, President George Washington issued a proclamation designating November 26th of that year as a national day of thanksgiving to recognize the role of Providence in creating the new United States and the new federal Constitution. Later, President Abraham Lincoln took steps toward designating it a permanent federal holiday. All right, but let's look at George Washington's proclamation. When he was president, he said this. He said, quote, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness." And then it goes on from there. But I think the opening paragraph is so important. The acknowledgement and the importance, the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, and to be grateful for His benefits. That, I think, is what many people, and I agree with them, are concerned about us losing here in America. And it's not just about having Christmas sales too soon and that kind of thing. I think it runs a lot deeper. It's a matter of the heart. And so my heart and my hope and my prayer is that our nation will turn back to God and to the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, brethren, that's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.